So I want to welcome you all to tonight's class on the Ace through Five of Wands. And tonight, as usual, we're going to do something a little different. it's kind of a tautology, but still, we are going to do that. And what we're going to do, the thing that's going to be different is we're going to be practical. We're going to give you lots of information, and we're going to work simultaneously with an intuitive and a traditional approach to the cards, and we're going to stay away from the philosophic and the esoteric a little bit tonight. We're going to just kind of go straight to the heart of things and make this as useful as we can in very straightforward terms. To do that actually requires that we be very careful with our use of time, because there's an awful lot of material here that I want to cover with you. So, are you all ready? Good. You all have your decks handy. You all have the Ace through Five of Wands out. Does anybody not have the Ace through Five of Wands out? Okay. You all have notebook and pen, I imagine? Good. So, what I'd like you to do first is I'd like you to take the Ace of Wands, and I want you to place it face up in front of you on the table, let's say. And now put the two face up on top of the Ace. And then put the three on three on the two, the four on the three, and the five on the four. So you have a nice ordered stack, starting with the Ace in the bottom. And you should all have a single stack of five cards now, with the Five of Wands face up on top. Does anybody have anything different than that? Good. Okay, now what I want you to do is to take the entire stack and turn it face down. So here's what we're going to do with this innocent-looking little stack of cards. It will be a five-part process for each of the five cards. So we're going to be covering a lot of ground very quickly, and we'll need to be kind of pretty disciplined about how we use the time so we can cover it all. Let me describe before we start what exactly it is we're going to do in detail. So the first thing, and by the way, if at any point you have any questions, of course, please let me know. The first thing is you're going to turn over the top card of the deck on this little stack. Don't do it now, remember, just listen. I'm going to turn over the top card in the stack, which of course will be the Ace. And for 30 seconds, you will examine that card very carefully. And you try to remember everything you can of the details of the picture. Burn it into your brain as best you can. And at the same time, absorb the essential meaning of the image, whatever that is to you. Obviously, the cards are designed in such a way as to convey that image, that meaning, and try and figure out what it is as best you can by looking at it. Then, I'll tell you, you know, when that 30 seconds is up, and for another 30 seconds, I'll ask you to write down what you feel is the meaning of the card. When you do that, you're just going to use single words or short phrases, wherever you can, anyway. And sometimes you might have to go a bit more if you want to cover an idea. But as far as you can, aim for the central meaning. Aim for the core, the heart of the card, as best you can. You know, and use your words and your phrases like arrows to hit a target. The target, the bullseye, is the real meaning of the card, is whatever you can figure of that. And again, I'll tell you when it's time to stop. We won't take very long. It'll only be, you know, 30 seconds, maybe 45. Then the third thing we're going to do is we're going to share our insights. And each of you will add to our composite list of meaning. You know, I'll ask you one at a time to tell us what you've written, and each person will say what they've done, what they've come up with. But don't say anything that somebody has already said. Just add things that you have that nobody has mentioned yet. And as each person adds something new to the list, the rest of you write it down. So that by the time we're done, of course, we'll have a very substantial list. We've done this before, I think. I think you will remember this process. And this list that we're going to write down between us will probably be, it'll be more inclusive, more useful, and more on target than anything you'll ever likely find in a book. I wouldn't say 100% positive of that. There might be a book or two here or there that, you know, that has a bit more than that, but I really, there aren't going to be many. And, of course, as we go, we're going to discuss the issues that come up around the things that we mention. So that is the third thing I think we're going to be doing. Then, the fourth thing is, we're going to see how the card can be used in a reading to answer questions, you know, the typical everyday questions that people have when they come for readings, and we'll see how using one card that we're talking about, whatever card we're working on, how that particular card would answer the question if that were drawn as a one-card answer to a reading. And then last, I'm going to give you a quick overview of the symbolism of the visual imagery in the card, so you'll know what it's made of. And when we're done with all of this with the ace, we'll turn that over, and actually won't turn it over, we're going to turn the second card of the stack, of course, which will be the Two of Wands, face up, and put it on top of the ace, and we'll repeat the five steps with the two. And with any luck, we should be able to go over all five cards with the same thoroughness and depth. We'll be able to do all of that and still have time for a little discussion at the end. So, how does that sound? That's a lot of work, actually. There's a lot of material in there. And it should be a pleasant exercise. So, does anybody have any questions on any of that? Cool. So, are we ready? And gentlemen, ladies, start your engines. Aren't you, gentlemen? Only me. Okay, start less so. Here we go. So, what I want you to do to begin with, starting now, is turn over the first card, the ace. And for 30 seconds, absorb its image and its meaning. Who's this?
It's Ted.
Ted, I'm afraid you have the you're on the wrong class at this point.
Thank you for telling me.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So now stop looking and start writing. Okay, here we go. We're going to start the process now of sharing what it is that that we have written down. So let me begin with you, Debbie, and tell me what your feeling is about what the Ace of Wands is about.
Well, I didn't get to write much, but spiritual gift.
Spiritual gift?
Yes.
Okay.
And the little leaves look like yods.
Well, they are that. So what is that? What is that about?
There's 3, 6, 7, 8. Well, there's 8 that are floating, so mm-hmm. that can kind of be like a lemniscate.
Okay.
And magical creativity, firelight.
Hold on a second. Well, I'm going to write all this down. Magical creativity. Yeah.
Firelight.
Firelight. That's interesting.
Wrong number.
Huh, why wrong number? That's
I'm just teasing because Ted called in.
Oh, okay. Right. There's that too, yes. You know what that would come under the heading of? Surprise.
Surprise. That's very good.
And
yes.
Surprise is very much a part
surprise.
Of this part.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Okay, anything else?
Well,
you're asking me, right?
Yeah, we're asking you.
But that's what I came up with right now.
Oh, good, okay.
I'm not a fast thinker.
Well, that's fine. Oh. No, actually, but between the bunch of us, we'll think fast for all of us. Shahrazad, add to that list.
The beginning of change or growth.
Beginning of change or growth. Ah, that's interesting. Okay, when you say the beginning, what would you consider to be the beginning of change? I mean, I don't know exactly what the word, there's a word for that. Like.
Well, probably like one of my other descriptions was action on intuition. So there's
uh-huh.
an intuition and then the action upon that would be the beginning of a change to occur.
Good, okay. You know, it's interesting, when a change occurs, a lot of times you don't notice it happening. A lot of times the change is already in progress by the time you notice it. In fact, I would say that most of our lives are organized around that very principle. Things actually begin to happen, change direction, or change some quality, and by the time we notice it, it's well underway. And the interesting part about the Ace of Wands is that the Ace of Wands is that portion of things where the change literally begins to happen, the very precise moment when the change begins to happen, which would mean that it's out of sight. Those changes are usually not noticed. So I'll say that, remind me about that when we get to the business of what, you know, a card might mean in a reading.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, and then I also had insemination.
Insemination meaning?
Meaning to make something fertile.
Cool.
To take an idea or intuition and fertilize it.
Mm-hmm.
The spark of life. And I don't know quite how to articulate this, but there's the budding out of the top. There's four leaves
mm-hmm.
out of that, and
right.
I see that as being like the four elements coming together.
Great.
To allow that power to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And strong will.
A strong will. But that's all of these things are so remarkably on target. But each one of them approaches the single symbol of the Ace of Wands from a totally different direction, and you don't realize how many directions you've got here. Okay, good. Anne-Marie.
Vibrant energy, lust for life.
Wait a minute. When you say vibrant, do you mean actually vibrating or something else?
Actually, more vibrating, but at a more delicate frequency, I think.
Okay.
But vibrant, just full... full of radiance, full of energy.
Ah, okay, that's interesting. Okay. Go ahead.
Lust for life. Rainbow beneath my feet.
Hmm.
Bursting forth. Magical phallus. Gift of joy. And
wow.
That was all I had time to write.
Well, that's a reasonable amount. It's interesting. I would love to. In order to get the best out of all this, I'd probably have to sit here for 20 minutes and analyze this, because there's so much going on here. Sparks of ideas keep floating into my head about the meanings of these things when you put them together, and I'm never going to remember this by the time we're done. But anyway, we'll see what
it's
we can
on
get.
Tape.
Yeah, it's on tape. But in order for me to make use of it now, I have to remember it so I can just spit it out. You know, when we get there. Anyway, Kelly.
New stuff with the. Unfolding of self
through
desire.
Unfolding of self through desire. When you say desire, what kind of desire for what?
What you want. Life, dreams, that kind of thing.
Because you know this business of desire, that's one of those words that the English language, you know, makes... there's so many things that it could be. But the desire in wands is a desire to be, the will to be. And desire and will are very similar words when they're used in the context of wands. And I didn't know whether you meant desire that way, or desire in a sexual sense, or desire like a desire that's equivalent to an appetite, or one of those variations.
More on the verb to be, on that end of it. Faith in your path and yourself.
Huh.
And enthusiasm and eagerness.
What do you mean by faith?
Trust, confidence.
Good. So that means that you can do what the fool does and step off the cliff and not have
right.
the slightest worry.
Right.
Good. Are you okay? So
that's my new stuff.
Okay. Good. Jaina.
I have force.
Well, you know, you're far away. I gather you're talking on a speakerphone.
Are you there?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I have force.
Force. Good.
Opportunity. Insight, gift, and effort.
When you say gift, what do you mean by that? Where did that come from, and what's it about?
It could be a physical gift. It could be a spiritual gift.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
I don't know why I say that.
Well, you'll see in a little while. There is a reason for it. The aces are all gifts, and you'll see in a minute. Good. I'm glad to hear you mention that. Peggy?
I just had a couple more things. Conception of life and seminal action.
Conception meaning conception in the sense of becoming pregnant?
More, it's almost...
or intellectual conception.
For the wand, it seems almost ejaculatory. So
well, it certainly is.
Physical.
Okay, good. And what was the other one?
Seminal action.
Seminal action. Okay, so that means something that is an action that actually begins something again, or
mm-hmm.
or makes something. Yeah. Okay. That's actually right in line with a couple of other things that were said, although it's not exactly the same. Cool. Linda.
Just to add, abundance.
Abundance.
Fruitful.
Right.
Bursting with energy.
Bursting with energy. Not just energetic, but bursting with energy. How many of you here at this very moment are energetic, feel energetic?
I do.
That's interesting, and we have a lone voice out there. Okay,
I'm not quite energetic, but more energetic than I've felt all day.
Okay, so, but that's not bursting with energy.
No.
No, okay, nobody here at this moment is bursting with energy. Okay, including me. So I just thought I'd mention that small, you know, detail. Okay, cool. What else, Linda?
Hopeful.
By the way, when you say hopeful, what exactly does that mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I just get that feeling that something good can happen with the gift.
Well, that's true. Just as a matter of interest, in psychology, hope is usually considered to be the other side of the coin of despair. The two things go together. Neither of them are realistic.
Write that out.
Yeah, no, but it's interesting because people, a lot of times, the only reason I mention that, and it isn't to be disparaging in the least, the only reason I mention that is because one of the things that I'm trying very hard to do in the work that we do together is to use words as carefully as I know how to eliminate as much of the fuzziness or uncertainty around the edges as I can, because so many words either sound like one thing and mean another, or two words will sound very similar, but one word means something quite different than another. And if you know exactly what it is you're saying, it will help a great deal in using the cards. So that's the only reason I do that. And I don't know, maybe that's my personal passion and nobody else feels like that. So forgive me for that. Okay.
And
so
fertile, I think somebody said that.
Yes. Fertile, yeah. Well, fertility is actually, I think, was mentioned at some point. But was it?
Let's see.
Insemination.
Well,
there were things
that were
fertility
like that.
Fertility was just mentioned in conversation, but not as a specific thing.
Right.
Good.
Okay. So now the thing about this is the next stage that I wanted to do with this was to talk a little bit about some of the issues involved in this thing. Spiritual gift. People have the idea of a gift. This has been mentioned a couple of times. Do you see the way the hand is coming out of the cloud? That by itself, that's a symbolic reference to a gift. Now, I'm going a little bit ahead of myself because that is part of the symbolism of the card. But all of the aces.
Did you talk to
Marcy? Marcy, did I ask you?
No, but I'm not taking it personally.
I'm sorry. Somehow or other, I went right past you. I don't know how I did it. But no, add to our list then, Marcy.
Okay, well, you asked
for it. I did.
holding fate in your hand.
Oh, how interesting. Fate.
Fate, like F-A-T-E. Okay. To act decisively, that you are now empowered.
Huh, empowerment and decision. That's an interesting combination.
And that the hand of God is assisting you, that you're on higher ground because the desires that you have are now firmly being planted in the ground. Your ideas are now being firmly planted in the ground.
That is
a wonderful card. I love it.
It is a wonderful card, truly.
It makes me happy.
Do you remember? Oh, this is a happy card. And do you remember in the last class we were talking about the wand as a symbol, and the idea that the wand as a symbol is in all of the cards of the suit, and doesn't actually show up right away. When the wand is first assembled, it isn't visible. It's still kind of not visible. Only with the ace does the wand become visible. Oh, and when the wand becomes visible, the world of emanation becomes visible. And when the world of emanation becomes visible, the element of fire becomes visible. So the gift that you see here is the gift of fire, the gift of emanation, and the gift of the wand. It's actually entering a visible state now. For the first time, all of these things can be seen, all of these things can be used, all of these things can be grasped, and all of these things have real existence. The ace is what makes it real. So when you pick an ace, any ace, what you're doing is making something real. And that's, considering all the things we talked about last week, that's an enormous thing. Firelight, surprise, will, gift, insight, opportunity, force, enthusiasm, faith, all these things, I mean, all these things are explosive. They're all sparks that explode in the dark. Before the Ace of Wands becomes visible, all there is darkness. After the Ace of Wands becomes visible, suddenly, for the first time, you have light. Not only light, but you have heat. Not only heat and light, but you have explosion. You have the beginnings of everything. Everything has begun to happen now. Time has begun to happen. Space has begun to happen. Real existence has begun to happen. And not only that, it's begun to happen with force, with enthusiasm, with explosion, with spark. Bursting with energy, bursting with faith, bursting with everything. Remember that we were talking about all that stuff about bursting. Well, the wands are bursting. That's what's going on here. It's a really, really intense energy. It's not just steady lamplight or steady candlelight or even steady sunlight. Although, of course, from our point of view, the sun is steady, but if we were anywhere nearby, we would experience it as a vast, continuous nuclear explosion. But that's something like what the Ace of Wands is about. So the question would be, now, if it is so, by the way, does anybody, I'm saying these things as though I know what I'm talking about, do any of you have a feeling that either I'm going off on a tangent or I'm missing something, or do you have a feeling of, because remember, what we were looking for was the core. We were looking for the heart of this card. And my sense of the heart of the card, which all of you contributed to, was this explosive, enthusiastic, forceful, magical expression of light, energy, heat, surprise, faith. That includes, by the way, the issue of something being seminal, something being male phallic. That whole business of insemination and pregnancy and the explosion of male energy. This is part of what it's all about, and this is my feeling about what the core issue of the card is, and the things that you've mentioned seem to be along those lines. Did I miss what you were getting at? Or, I mean, is what I'm saying expressive of what you, of where you were going?
Definitely.
Does anybody feel that they were aiming at a slightly different target than that? Okay, by your silence, I'm assuming agreement. Now, sometimes that's not true. Sometimes people will not say simply because they don't want to argue. And I tend to get a little bit, you know, I put my foot in my mouth with a lot of firmness. So if I'm wrong, not too many people argue, especially if I'm teaching a class. But please, if you ever feel that I'm missing something or have left something out or I'm going in a wrong direction, or if you just want to express a difference of opinion, please, you know, stop me and I'll stop.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I just noticed, there's like on the wand, there's 10 leaves.
Mm-hmm. And off the wand, there's 8.
Yeah, so if that's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that you add them together, it's 9.
Well, there is that.
For the hermit.
There is that, and the hermit, of course, has the wand in it, and that wand and the hermit is definitely part of this issue, because the hermit is connected with fire. You remember the letter of the hermit, the Hebrew letter that's connected with the hermit. Does anybody? Several of you have been. The Yod, exactly.
Yeah.
And Yod is the first letter of the Tetragrammaton, which is associated with the element of fire and the suit of wands. And there you go. Absolutely.
Oh.
And not only that, but the hermit is the function, the esoteric function of the hermit is sexuality. Remember?
Oh, wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you see how this, what an amazing jigsaw puzzle this is?
And it's getting, you're linking it all together. I'm so excited. I have to stay alive just like you get to like
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing about magic. Magic tends to link things together in ways that nobody can see. It makes magical links instead of obvious links between things, and the links are fabulous. And that's what creates the web of meaning that we use when we use these wonderful instruments. So that was an excellent perception. There is another meaning for those 18, and I'll tell you what that's about now. Oh, before we do that, that's the last part I want to do, which is the symbolism. But before we do that, let me ask you a couple of interesting questions. Let's say that we had some kind of life situation. Let's say, somebody came to you and a woman came to you who was pregnant, or better yet, a woman came to you and her daughter was pregnant. You know, was going to have her first child, and she said, "What will it be? Will it be a boy or a girl?" And the Ace of Wands comes up. What would you say?
A boy.
Ta-dam! No question about it. When the Ace of Wands comes up, we're talking about male energy, and the Aces in general refer to new beginnings, as everybody knows, and the Ace of Wands in particular refers to a baby boy, if that's an issue. Let's say that old chestnut of a question, is my partner cheating on me? What would you say, Debbie? This card is the answer.
I would say yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
Or would it be no?
Well, I don't know. What's your instinctive feeling? Let's say...
Well,
it's
kind of a phallic symbol here.
Well, it is definite. There's no question about it. This is male sexual energy here.
Uh-huh.
This is, by the way, guys, an erection.
Yeah.
That's purely what it is.
Thank you, in case we never told anyone.
In case you hadn't figured that out, I'm going to mention it, yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess, actually, it would kind of be depending on whether the husband was having sex with his wife or his partner,
yeah.
And if he wasn't and this came up, then
yeah,
that,
right.
That would give you one answer.
You know, he's having sex with somebody.
Right.
So that's a good answer to that one. Okay. Let me see. Oh God, Ruthann, come up with a question for me.
A question.
A question. Yeah. What would be a good question that somebody would be likely to ask?
Okay. I'm thinking of changing careers. What might be a good direction for me to go?
Good. Linda, what would be your sense of an answer? Well, if this card, if the Ace of Wands came up as an answer to a question about change of career and which direction you should go in, what do you think the Ace of Wands would mean as an answer, as a one-card answer?
Well, whatever you choose is going to be rewarding and fruitful. And
why do you say that?
Because the card depicts that.
Because the card what?
That.
Okay.
Okay, but what if I want, you know...
What kind of career should
I'm looking.
Going
I'm looking for a field.
Well, then I would say something that's very male-oriented and maybe something in financial.
Mm-hmm.
Something financial or maybe real estate or something that you usually need male energy and aggression.
Okay, something that needs energy and aggression, whatever that happened to be. In other words, you don't want a passive job. You don't want to sit in the back office, counting beans somewhere.
Well, I could look at jobs that are normally male-dominated fields, in other words.
Yeah,
because I know, like, there are women in construction work and you know, things like that.
Right.
If I had this.
And go for it. Whatever, if you think that you can't do it because you're a woman,
mm-hmm.
you really have the capability of doing it.
So, for example,
okay.
if you were a professor of anthropology, let's say, and somebody had offered a possible expedition to the North Pole to dig up ancient ruins that were there or something, your question was should you apply for this thing? You're a little bit nervous. You are, after all, a woman. You've never been out in the field before, and it's a pretty rough expedition. So, what would this card tell you?
Go for it.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thumbs up. You notice the way that thumb is there on the card?
And also, you'll have the fire in you to keep yourself warm up.
There you go. I love that. Great.
Okay, well, in addition to that, I just kind of like add to that another comment is last week when we were talking about the wand and the symbol of the wand, and it, which is often used to indicate things such as the baton or the pen
writing.
Or the paintbrush. Yeah, so writing careers, any of the creative careers, but especially I usually see the Ace of Wands as a big writing card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it actually physically
yeah.
looks like that hand has a pencil in it, and it's, you know, just writing on the earth there.
There's somebody that Ruth Ann and I both know who is a doctor, a very successful doctor, who also has a background in music, who's quite a fine musician. But he's a doctor. That's what he does for a living. And he can't leave his music quite alone. There will come a day, perhaps. Let's say that somebody like that, who was a doctor, but who had gotten to a point in his career where he'd had enough of it. He'd been doing it for 25 years. He's still a youngish man. And he was thinking seriously about taking what money he had earned, which is quite a bit by now, and chucking medicine and possibly going back to his music, but he's not 100% sure whether that would be a really wise idea. Shahrazad, what would you say this card would tell him?
Well, I would tell him that he did have the tools and he had enough force behind him, particularly since he does have money
mm-hmm.
saved up, and that he should definitely go for it, that this is probably the best time for him to do it.
Good. Okay, let's say, Jaina, if a man came to you and said, you know, his son, who was 14 years old, a big strapping boy, his son was taking boxing. And his son looked like he had talent, but he was afraid to let his son get into that. He wasn't sure at all whether his son should really go for Golden Gloves and maybe go beyond that, because he had ambitions in that direction. And you pulled this one card to answer the father's concern as to whether the boy should be allowed to follow his inclinations and his talents and do boxing. What would you say?
I would tell him to be sure to take a camera and send me a picture after he won the championship.
Good, you got it. Here we go. Okay, so I think you have a general idea of that. Has anybody got a question that they think would be particularly hard for the Ace of Wands to answer? Anybody think of one?
Something that has to do with an emotional issue.
Okay, give me an example. Anybody at all, if
yeah.
you can think
anybody
of
anybody have a real question? I mean, we can actually work with real questions. Anyone have an emotional question? No, everybody
okay.
is emotionally happy and content. Okay.
Right, okay, or emotionally bankrupt or whatever. Okay.
Well,
we're all sitting here.
Not
now.
Here.
Right, okay. So anyway, you get the general idea of what the Ace of Wands can mean in a situation. It's basically, again, an explosive energy, very male, very, very aggressive, full of surprises, full of newness, and it tells you to go for it. But what would happen if in any of those cases the Ace of Wands were to be shown face down, you know, come up reversed? Then what? Shahrazad, what would you say if any of those questions had come up and the Ace of Wands had come up reversed?
Well, I see when it's reversed, I think of it more as plunging into something.
Uh-huh.
And that they may get in deeper than what they expect.
Mm-hmm.
And so there should be some caution, but it's definitely a plunge downward.
Okay.
And so, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's negative. It just may be
right.
that they may be going into deeper than what they're prepared
so
to.
So that would make you just hesitate a little.
Just a little hesitation.
Instead of the big, you know, expansive go for it, now all of a sudden there is a contraction and a little bit of a nervousness.
Yeah, like in the case of the son, like he may go for it, but then he might get hurt.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
One of the things that I guess you kind of in danger of with the Ace of Wands is burnout. I mean, because that kind of, like, burst of energy and high flame, you know, tends
okay.
it's hard to sustain.
I have an emotional question.
Yeah.
Our dog is, one of our dogs is really, he's over 14, and he's a German Shepherd, and he's in a lot of pain. He's having a rough time. So we scheduled someone to come out to help him go over the Rainbow Bridge. And so... like you know, if you just did like a three-card thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do well, yeah.
What's the question?
It's actually, I know the answer for myself already. I'm thinking of my husband.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, is this okay? You know, is this his time?
Yeah.
Is this his time to go?
And if the Ace of Wands were to come, that's a very emotional question.
It is.
It's a very emotional issue, and if the Ace of Wands were to come up in response to that, let's say you did this for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you pulled the Ace of Wands, what would it tell you?
Well, for me, I would interpret it as, particularly since he's a male dog,
mm-hmm.
That yes, it's okay, and because we did the Kabbalah, it's Keter.
I was just going to say.
So
yeah,
it's like it's good. You're giving him a gift. This is time.
Absolutely.
It's really okay. He's in pain. He's ready.
That's right, and it's actually would be a gift to him. And the gift would really, what you would be doing by doing that would be giving him the gift of rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. That's an excellent way to use this card. It really, that's a really great way to show how this can be used in a deeper level. That's really
okay,
good.
I'm going to make sure I just let my husband pick a card, and he picks this one.
Well, pick a card, any card. Pick this one. Stick, you know how they do that with it? You stick one card way out, you know.
How about this one?
Right. Okay. I think it's time. Now, look, before we go, let me do a little bit of the symbolism here. Take a look. Remember, we were talking about the 18 leaves on the wand. The number 18 is connected with a certain aspect. Remember, I don't know if we mentioned gematria. Does anybody remember that name, that word?
Of course, yes.
Well, gematria is that skill or process by which the letters of Hebrew words are added up, and you see whether other words that have the same numerical value, what the relationship is between two words that have the same numerical value. And there is a very major piece of Kabbalah that's involved with knowing the virtues and the significances of the numerical value of a particular word. Now, it just happens that the numerical value of the word chai, which in Hebrew means life, is 18. Chet and Yod. 8 and 10. Now you see the reason for the 8 and the 10, the way the leaves are, 8 of them are floating and 10 of them are attached. Two letters, Chet, which is 8, and Yod, which is 10. Together they're 18, and together they mean life. And of course, this card is precisely about that. One of the primary intentions of this card is that the spark, the explosion that we were talking about, which is the heart of this card, is the explosion into existence of life. In fact, the explosion is life. It's not exploding of life into existence. The explosion itself is life. And that's what those 18 yards are for. And they're green because green reflects growth and the organic. And you remember, of course, that the wood of the wand is the container of fire. And all the energies of the universe, not just what can be seen as a flame. The hand coming out of the cloud, which you will see in all of the four aces, is literally the hand, the divine hand, the hand of the divine energy, coming from another realm, which is indicated by the cloud itself. The cloud is like a veil between the divine realm and the visible one. It's the shield, a film that separates, an invisible film that separates the visible from the invisible.
Veil.
Like the veil, exactly, the veil of the invisible.
I know the cups is also coming from the right side. But
that's
the
right, cups and wands
come... Pentacles are left.
Exactly, swords and pentacles are left. That's another issue, which we'll get into another time. It's hard, there's only two sides, a left and a right, and there are, as you know, three pillars. So, that's another issue. I'll save that for another time, because that's a little too much for now. But in any case, the main issue that I wanted to get here is that the hand is offering the wand as a divine gift, and that's what the aces are. They're all divine gifts, and all the aces can be found in gray hands coming out of gray clouds. Another thing, you notice the castle on the hill. The only overt sign that this card is connected with fire is that castle, which is in the shape of an upward pointing triangle, which, of course, as you probably know by now, is the symbol for fire. And also, castles in general, which are for protection and for order and for refuge, when they are found on a hill, on a high place, are usually referring to ambition and to achievement and to wishes fulfilled. The trees in the background, of course, are the sources of the wands. That's where a wand comes from a tree. And the river that's in there, of course, is the constant, continuous flow of divine energy into the universe. And it is literally the water of life. Even though this is fire, the whole thing is seen from the perspective of beneficence. The whole process is benign and loving. And it's seen as a placid, even, steady flow. So that's the main aspects of this particular card that I want to cover now. And since we have a lot to cover, it's time to go.
Can I have one little question?
Oh, sure.
What about the icy crags in the background?
The which?
It's like, it looks like they have the icy crags, like with the hermit stands on. And
oh, you mean the purple mountains in the background? Whenever you see, you'll see purple mountains in a lot of the cards. And what it does, the mountains in general, and the purple mountains in particular, usually refer to the boundaries of perception. That is literally the horizon beyond which you cannot see. That's as far as you can go. Literally as far as the eye can see. It's the gate that shuts off any further knowledge. This is as far as you can go. And it's purple because it's usually associated with yasod, which is associated with sword, which is associated with the mind, which is associated with sight, which is associated with limit and boundary. And whenever you see purple mountains, you will know that that's what it's talking about. Those purple mountains are almost always seen in the background of a card, and they almost always are the boundary line between the visible and the invisible. Good. Any other questions on this one? Okay. Now we're going to do the two. So right on top of the ace, put the two. Turn the two over, put it on top, and for 30 seconds, absorb the image and get the sense of the meaning of it. Okay, begin to write. Okay, let's begin. So, let me start from the other end of things. Linda, what do you have as the meaning of this card? What is it to you?
Well, worldly, sending out.
Well, wait a minute. Let me do it. Worldly.
Sending out.
Sending out.
Waiting arrival.
Hold on a second. Sending out. One second. Waiting. Awaiting arrival.
Or waiting arrival.
Waiting arrival. Okay.
The world at your fingertips.
The world at your fingertips. How interesting.
Balance.
Bounce?
Balance.
Oh, balance, yeah. Okay. More?
And above.
Above. That's interesting. Cool. Let me go to Marcy now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You know how they say certain cards are blocked? Because the way I'm looking at this, it has a lot of the attributions as the first card we just did, however, as you have taught us, to take the number two and add that to the ones, which for me is about being the counselor, cooperating, partnership.
Good.
Being
excellent.
Sensitive to other people, and then, of course, the duality.
Now, it's interesting. Do you remember, now we have a two, and you remember a two of wands, Do you remember what Sephira the two is?
Oh, of course. It's understanding.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Two is wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay, so through the wisdom you have the understanding.
Right, so what we have is Chochma, which is two,
okay.
and it's the world of Atzilut, which is fire. So it's Chochma of Atzilut. It's the wisdom of fire.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that an interesting combination? So anyway, continue.
Basically, I'm waiting to hear your wonderful pearls end.
That's not fair. All right, so you're going to wait. We'll let you wait.
Yes.
Peggy?
Yeah, mine is just not a lot either. Conception, wishes fulfilled.
Ah, wish, okay.
Because it's funny, the earth seems, because this was Hawkma and he's aiming toward Bina, it almost seems like that's the egg the sperm is going into.
Aha, that's interesting.
That's
okay. This
not like all I can read my rotten handwriting.
Okay. This card is actually harder for most people than the ace. It's a more difficult card to read. Okay, Jaina?
I have manifestation of spark, confidence, ability, and action.
So it's a manifestation of which?
Of spark.
Manifestation of spark. Okay, good. It actually is. And a confidence. Great. By the way, did anybody notice that there are, in these two wands, there are 18 leaves only split into two parts? Nine on each one?
Yes.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Jaina, what did you have after ability?
Action.
Action, okay.
Okay. Good. And Kelly?
I always think of a lot of confidence, but more in the terms of control.
Confidence and control.
Yeah.
Cool.
And venturing forth with power.
Venturing forth with what?
With power.
With power, you're right. Good. Good. Anne-Marie?
This is a phrase, calm, steady, conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Whole world in his hands.
Great.
Skip when someone else said. Master of all he surveys.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he feels constricted.